Specimen number 42? Are you awake? Wake up! Wake up! Wake up already! There! Finally with us again in the land of the living? You were such a baby during our last procedure, doing all that screaming and crying. I suppose it's only fitting that you sleep like one too. Well, you know what I'm here for, I'm sure. More samples of that amazing sperm of yours. You really are the most interesting specimen I've ever had. Modern mad scientist is going to love the paper I'm reading about you. I think it's even going to be the cover story for the issue it's published in. That's exactly why I need more samples from you. How will I ever get famous if I don't do the proper research for my peers to review? They all laughed at me at the fertility research laboratory, but we'll see who's laughing when my new ultra-potency drug is complete. It also doesn't hurt that this research is so much fun. For me, at least. Now, take your pills, number 42. You need water. Seriously? You can't just dry swallow? Ugh. Here, big baby. Finished yet? Finally. Now, we can begin the procedure. I've made a few modifications to the formula. You look flushed. It's expected you'll feel hot. You should also be growing erect just from this simple stimulation. Of course, you used to become aroused from that before this formulation. It's just that now, you'll become erect even faster. Just a few more moments, and I'm sure you'll be completely erect. Oh, good boy. You've achieved maximum tumescence with no direct stimulation of the penis. Or, to put it in terms your little cum brain can understand, your dick is super hard, and I didn't even have to touch it. Now, since you've made such a fuss about it last time, I'll apply a bit of lubrication to your penis this time. Shuddering already? Quit squirming. Wait, is this because of the new formula? Interesting. I'll have to make note of that. In fact, let me just palpate your scrotum. I mean, I'm gonna feel your balls, so stop writhing around. It's working! It's working! Even better than I expected. Your testicles are so full they feel like they're going to explode. I'm a genius! Would you quit ruining the moment? I don't care if you have blue balls or whatever. I was gloating. Fine. I'll proceed. Seriously, you have to quit bucking your hips. I know it feels good, but this is for science. Are you a man or a mouse? Actually, you'd look rather cute as a mouse. Perhaps I should look into gene splicing you with some of my white lab mice. What would you say to some cute little mouse ears? Maybe a tail? No. I suppose I can't do that to you. At least, not until this trial has run its course. I need your DNA to remain stable, and I can't introduce any more variables. Plus, if you didn't have human ears, I couldn't do this so easily. can't be this difficult for you to provide me with more samples. Ever since you first came here, you've gone off like a rocket when I get behind you like this. Yeah. I mean, when I first captured you. You act like I'm killing you or something. It's only 4 ejaculations a day. Most days. You said during the truth serum experiment that you thought I was cute. It should be easy for a horny guy to get his rocks off 4 times a day to a cute girl. So what if you're a little chafed? It's not a big deal. You are privileged to be part of my little experiments. And privileged to have a brilliant biochemist, geneticist, Dr. Stoop at the level of masturbating you. And licking your ears, of course. I think this new formula is going to help the both of us, though. Look how much pre-cum you're producing. It almost makes me wanna slurp it up. Oh, you just love that, wouldn't you? You probably fantasize about me upending those petri dishes and beakers I collect your sperm samples in straight into my mouth. For all you know, maybe I do that. Oh, but there's going to be so much more than a petri dish's worth today. You're going to ejaculate at least twice the amount of semen you usually do. Please don't forget to breathe during your orgasm, okay, 42? I don't want there to be any hypoxia-induced damage to that cum brain of yours. I'm bringing this flask up to your tip, and soon, you're going to fill it up for me, because you're a good little specimen, and you want to help my experiments, don't you? What a good boy! And look, there's so much twitching happening down there. Let's put it in your terms to maximize your output, since I know dirty talk excites you. Your cock is harder than it's ever been. The smooth latex of my gloves is pumping up and down your shaft. Your heavy, swollen balls are drying up tight, and you're already producing so much pre-cum that I haven't even had to add more lube. And to put it simply, you're going to come. Now hurry up and do it before my arm gets any more tired than it already is. Come for me. Oh, perfect. Yes, I know it hurts, but that's what happens when you double the amount of semen without changing anything else. Now, give me all of it. I'm dying to do a sperm count. 30 millimeters? Oh my god. I really am a genius. Even if you're shooting blanks after this, this is gonna revolutionize the world. If this semen is even half as potent as it smells, this would be enough to impregnate a small town. I'm coming back for another experiment after this. I just need to finish my analysis. I wanna see how much you'll output with double the dosage.